Maine State Trooper Detective Ben Campbell was killed this morning on I-95 in Hamden as he stood outside his police SUV in the breakdown lane. Jennifer Mitchell has that story.
The incident began around 7:30 Wednesday morning on the southbound side of I-95 in Hamden. Detective Ben Campbell was heading down the highway for a training session when he stopped to assist a vehicle that had spun out of control on snow-slicked roads. Shortly after Campbell had stopped, a fully loaded six-axle logging truck approached. And then, says Maine State Police Colonel John Cody, two of the truck's wheels came off.
Two wheels separated from the tractor trailer as it approached Detective Campbell.
Cody says one of those wheels rolled harmlessly onto the median, but the other struck Campbell.
You know, indications are that the truck had moved lanes or was in the process of moving lanes. The timing of it, the way things would have to line up to have this occur, bizarre is the only word I can think of, and it just has really left every one of us just shaking our head.
Campbell was gravely injured by the tire and was taken to Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. The truck was owned and operated by 52-year-old Scott Willett of Willett Trucking in Patton. No charges have been filed. Campbell had been with the department since 2012, and Cody, visibly shaken, said Campbell was a popular, kind, and well-liked man who always stopped to do the right thing, such as assisting stranded motorists, even if it was inconvenient for him to do so.
We've lost one of our very best, and we've certainly lost one of Maine's very best.
Maine Public Safety spokesman Stephen McCausland confirms that Campbell is the first Maine State Trooper to die while on duty since 1997, when Detective Glenn Strange died of a heart attack after being assaulted by a drunken driver. In all, 12 troopers have now died in the line of duty since 1924. Campbell leaves behind a wife and 6-month-old son in Millinocket. He was just 5 days shy of his 32nd birthday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.